In many ways, the business of Los Angeles is storytelling. And this hub of the American entertainment industry has a unique story of its own, which is told in a new book called Dear Los Angeles, The City in Diaries and Letters. Editor David Kippen found centuries worth of writings about the place and created a tome that is, in his words, a collective self-portrait of Los Angeles when it thought nobody was looking. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg looked at the city and the book and recorded some excerpts.
An actor, okay, my son, Josh Stamberg, reads something a great American novelist wrote to his agent.
This is a strange and curious place. William Faulkner, 1942.
In 1888, visitor Harriet Harper had a more positive view. Actor Mindy Crist reads her words.
There is something in the crisp, rarefied air of this pretty city that acts like a stimulant upon the human system.
L.A. as heaven, L.A. as hell, L.A. as the place visitors have to write home about. As early as 1542, Spanish explorer Juan Cabrillo put this in his ship's log.
Came to the mainland in a large bay, named it Bahía de los Fumos, that's the Bay of Smokes, on account of the many dark billows seen there.
Probably from cooking fires, editor David Kippen is reading the earliest entry in his book.
It is an excellent harbor, and the country is good with many plains and groves of trees.
The most recent entry, written last year, is by Julia Campbell, one of Kippen's students.
This country definitely isn't perfect, but there are a lot of great people here that I trust to keep the country growing. She's a UCLA undergraduate, and in a way, the landscape is as new to her as it was to Cabrillo.
We asked Kippen to meet us in LA's Koreatown at a strip mall. As much a symbol of the city as freeways and the Hollywood sign.
The strip mall is an incubator of mom-and-pop capitalism, but it's also a kind of entry point for immigrant lives.
So many came from somewhere else and found it heaven.
Here in Pasadena, it is like paradise. Always sunshine and clean air. Gardens with palms and pepper trees and friendly people who smile at one, ask for autographs. Albert Einstein, 1931.
Einstein was very happy here. He spent a long semester at Caltech, but sadly he wound up at Princeton at the Institute for Advanced Study, and I would like to think in the dead of winter he would sometimes ask himself, why did I ever leave Caltech?
William Faulkner, on the other hand, found L.A. hell.
I don't like this damn place any better than I ever did. That's one comfort. At least I can't be any sicker tomorrow from Mississippi than I was yesterday.
He was desperately homesick. He wanted to be back with his horses in Oxford, Mississippi.
Faulkner came to Hollywood to write for the movies. So did F. Scott Fitzgerald. He was desperate for money to put his daughter through school. In 1939, Fitzgerald sent a pleading telegram to his agent.
Please answer about tuition money. Stop. You have no idea how much $100 means now.
Movies drew in writers, but there is not much about movies in Dear Los Angeles. There is one major star. She wrote to Germany's consul in L.A.
Marilyn Monroe, 1962. Thank you for your champagne. It arrived, I drank it, and I was gayer.
Movie-wise, there's also an all-too-frequent complaint from studio head Jack Warner in 1937.
It is not asking too much for a writer to be at his desk sometime between 9 a.m. and 9:45. Even the elite in any other business come to work earlier than that. Therefore, I must insist that more regular hours be kept in the future by those of you who have been coming in late and leaving early.
Ew. Editor Kippen says he didn't want the movies to dominate his book. So he included writings by an opera singer, a general's father, and a president's wife.
Eleanor Roosevelt? 1946. In flying into Los Angeles, we had snow-capped mountains on either side of us and soft white billowy clouds underneath. It was really a beautiful sight. But the most impressive time to fly into Los Angeles is at night, when all the lights are on and the city lies below you like a multicolored heap of jewels.
You don't necessarily think of Eleanor Roosevelt as being susceptible to such emotional, visceral glories, but she's rhapsodizing about the place.
As if she were falling in love with it, as so many did and do They're still coming, every day, and often writing home about it. Lots of what's been written so far is collected in David Kippen's book, Dear Los Angeles, The City in Diaries and Letters.
Susan Stamberg on NPR News. Good morning. If Virginia's governor loses his job over a racist photo, the lieutenant governor would replace him, but now he is answering an allegation of sexual assault. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax denies the allegation and says he suspects a smear by the governor's own supporters. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Rachel Martin. Support for Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro continues to erode, not just internationally, but among his own people. How much longer can he stay in power? Plus, an American general reflects on his years in Afghanistan and says that war